Bar Halacha in Chodesh Halvavus, Tuesday night, or Liutes Adar Aleph. For the next few days, we'll be learning about stepping back after you finish Shmoneh Esrei, and what to do if someone behind you isn't finished yet, and so on and so forth. So for tonight, first we'll just say the basic halachas of what you're supposed to do. In a vacuum, so to speak. Don't worry about the person behind you for now. Maybe there's no one behind you. So you're supposed to step back saying nothing, right? You don't say, you said you were Ratzon and now you're stepping back and you're quiet. You say Elsa Shalom after you finish stepping back. Your first step is, let's say, with the left foot, 1 foot length, then the right foot, 2 foot lengths, right? So now you're 1 foot length behind the other foot. So you went two, right? You transverse the first one and one more, and then you do the left foot again, 1 foot length, and now the 2 feet are together again. So it's left, right, left, one, two, and one. And now the feet are together again. And you do that as you're bowing, as if for modim. Meaning the knees are not kneeled, but you're bowed, the degree to which you're supposed to bow by modim, and you step back bowed. Okay, and then you're back, and then you turn to the left, and you say, Oseh Shalom Bimromov, 3 words, as you turn to the left. Then you're still bowed. You're bowed from before you took the 3 steps back. You bow down and you take the 3 steps back. So you're still bowed. You turn to the left and you say, Oseh Shalom Bimromov. You turn to the right and you say, Hu Yaaseh Shalom Aleinu. That's how the sentence is broken up. The pause is after Aleinu. Not Aleinu Valkoy. Hu Yaaseh Shalom Aleinu. And then you go forward, and V'al Kol Yisrael Imru Amen, and you straighten up, and you say the Yiratzon. Okay, that's what you're supposed to do it. Okay, now we'll learn some Chayvus Halvavus. We're at the end of Perek Shishi, Shar Avos Hashem, and with the tail end of his description, he says the Ohev Hashem will use the night time to commune with Hashem, and then he gets into pouring out your heart and talking to Hashem in this, we'll call it informal way, or unstructured way is maybe a better word. And then he says, the Icarus have Kavana, there's no point in reading the words of Tehillim or even the things that I wrote called the Tochacha and Bakasha, thank you. There's no point in reading it, you have to think. And then the way he phrased it was, that you should think what it means first before you say it. You shouldn't say words without your lev being there already. And I spoke out that that's really the right way to have kavona. It's clear the Chafetz Chaim that way. And in other places that you think first, and then when you're saying the words, you're already there with your mind. Elatia b'nochochos halev, kamo shomer achosid. And now he quotes a few psukim that talk about that the ikar and tefillah is the lev, which is Myrich about, rather, in Sha'ar Cheshbon HaNefesh, in one of the Cheshbonis, he's really Myrich about Tefillah, and about the fact that Tefillah is really essentially the Kavon of the Tefillah. He says, how can you say, Yul Ratzon Amrifiv Yagrin Libi Lefanecha, Hashem Tzvibu Go'ali, you're saying Vagyon Libi Lefanecha, it would be pretty embarrassing if you had no Hegyon Leiv, or if your Hegyon Leiv was in other places other than the tefillah. So here he quotes the pasuk b'chalibi d'rashticha, b'omar chilisi fanecha b'cholev, b'omar libi u'besori yiranenu el kelchoi. Okay, so that's all the lev is there. And again, he's ma'arich in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, how the lev is the primary component of tefillah. Umehem, then to finish off the sixth perek, Umehem is another way, another outward manifestation of an Ohev Hashem, because this was a list, Perek Shishi was a list of the ways that you can tell that someone's an Ohev Hashem. He does this, he does that. Umehem, and the final thing is Hasimcha v'hasisa b'Hashem Yisale uvi'idiyah. So he's excited He's excited about Hashem. He's excited to know Hashem. How do we know Hashem? Through learning Torah, primarily, and maybe, and also through studying nature. If studying it in that way, that it reminds us of the Chasdei Hashem and the Chochmas Hashem. So you're excited about that. You're besimcha about it. Beishtokikos el ritzono. You a desire. You have a cheshek to do His will. So that's how. That's how annoyed Hashem is. He's not Yotzei. He doesn't do things just to get by or just to be Yotzei. He looks forward to it. He's excited about it. Vashgiya ba'avoso means he's in love with Hashem. The way the Rambam describes in Hilchos Tshuva, padveikus b'toroso, because you want to know that's where Hashem appears. Just like He appears in nature, He appears in the Torah. So you want to get to know Him. And you want to have a connection to Talmid HaChachamim, right? Not to people who knock Talmid HaChachamim. If you love Hashem, then your connection is to Talmid HaChachamim. Ka'amro chover oni l'chol asher yireyucha. Chover oni l'chol asher yireyucha l'shomrei pikudecha. That's very important. You see who your friends are. You see who you praise, who you hold of, who you like, who you want to hang around, who you want to emulate, who you say, oh, that person lives a good life. So we see by that. For Omar, and your children also hear you also. You think they don't, but they're listening always. Kids are always listening to the way you talk and who you praise and who you hold of and what your values are. And then you say, oh, what's that? My kid, however. Teretz, he was listening to you the whole life. For Omar, v'deyachet v'osecha sosti. Right, I was happy about Derech Eid Volsecha. For Omar Nachalti Eid Volsecha Liolam. Not sure Nachalti Eid Volsecha Liolam. Kisasoni Behema. That's the end of the Pasuk. That's, they didn't write that in. That's probably the point, is the end of the Pasuk. For Omar Yosisu Viyismuchu Cholmavakshecha. For Omar Vani Bashem Elozo Agilo Belokayishi. So these are Pasukim about Simcha. About Simcha and Sisa and Ditzo Chedva and, so the Oev Hashem finds happiness and excitement in serving Hashem. And that finishes the sixth paragraph.